Florida GOP celebrates Republican turnout, including a flip in Duval County. "We out-hustled and outperformed," by Hannah Blow on March 22, 2023. The Republican Party of Florida celebrated Tuesday evening after positive turnout in local elections, as well as a Republican councilman flip in Duval County, which voted for President Biden in 2020, following Chairman Christian Ziegler's commitment to getting involved in local races. "We flipped Duval in 2022 and tonight we out-hustled and outperformed Democrats in that same county," Ziegler said in a statement. "Democrat despair and Republican momentum continues in Duval, but we're not done yet. The Republican Party looks forward to finishing the job in May," he added. Throughout the evening, Ziegler and others highlighted the turnout, namely, the trend of Republicans turning out far more than Democrats. Despite Democrats having a 28,000-plus voter advantage in Duval, home of Jacksonville, Florida. Throughout the night, the Republican Party of Duval County congratulated various Republicans on their victories, including the re-election of several GOP Jacksonville City Council members. They also celebrated Councilman-elect Ken Amaro flipping Jacksonville City Council District 1 red. Meanwhile, the Jacksonville mayor's race is headed to the general election as neither Democrat Donna Deegan nor Republican Daniel Davis received over 50% of the vote. Congratulations to Daniel Davis on securing the Republican nomination for mayor of Jacksonville, the Republican Party of Duval County said. "A limited government conservative who is committed to public safety, Daniel will be the clear choice over an avowed Biden, Gillum liberal in Donna Deegan," it added, blasting Deegan for being soft on crime and wanting higher taxes. The emphasis on local elections is part of the Florida GOP's playbook under the leadership of Ziegler. "We're going to expand and we're going to go after these local races," he said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday, highlighting the need to get involved at the school board level, the county commission level, and city commission level. Ziegler noted that these local issues, including the woke leftist indoctrination in schools, has motivated individuals, even those who do not typically make it to the ballot box. "Look, he won by 30,000 votes in 2018. Only 30,000 out of millions of votes cast, and since he took office, there's been a million net new people that have moved here and registered to vote. Out of that million, about 500,000 have registered as Republican. Only 17,000 have registered as Democrat, which is, like, insane. So we're seeing independents surging in our state because they're leaving the Democrat Party and becoming Republicans or independents," he said, noting that the net increase for Republicans is great, but adding that the math shows that the governor and his policies are winning over non-Republicans as well. "That net increase of about 500,000 for Republicans, you know, that's great. But Governor DeSantis actually won by 1.5 million votes. So if you take that 500, there's still a million votes there that are unaccounted for, that you can't attribute to just Republicans moving to the state of Florida. A lot of them are obviously the independents that moved here. But a huge portion of them are newly activated voters that are activated on these cultural issues, that are activated because their children have been indoctrinated or indoctrination been pushed on their kids," he explained, also pointing to the sexual content pushed on children and gender ideology as drivers of the mass mobilization. "So all these issues have mobilized," Ziegler added, demonstrating on Tuesday that the Florida GOP is committed to local races. Related, Ron DeSantis breaks silence on Trump indictment.